Hardcore John Doe fans, celebrate.
There's a ghost in my hotel room. I dreamed I gave her the key. I might be mistaken, but it's awful dark to see. She lets herself in at 3 a.m. to crawl in bed with me.
That's Hotel Ghost from John Doe's newly released album, A Year in the Wilderness. It's a prime example of the way he combines poetic lyrics with punk, folk, and rock licks. But longtime devotees know to expect the unexpected with this ever-evolving performer. John Doe first showed up with the punk band X, and then with the Knitters, a kind of latter-day hillbilly band. And then there's his solo career, launched in the 1990s with Meet John Doe. We'd like you to meet John Doe. If you don't know him, he's on tour with A Year in the Wilderness and joins us from Boise State Radio in Idaho. John Doe, welcome to our program.
Well, thanks. Good to be here.
Now, you brought your guitar.
Yeah.
I wonder if we could hear a sort of unplugged version of Golden State.
Sure, let me... Here we go.
You are the hole in my head. I am the pain in your neck. You are the lump in my throat. I am the aching in your heart. We are tangled, we are stolen, we are living with things are hidden. You are something in my eye. I am the shiver down your spine, and you are I am on the tip of your tongue. We are tangled, we are stolen, we are buried up to our necks in sand. We're luck, we're fate, we're the feeling you get in the Golden State. We're love, we are hate. And I get when you walk away, walk away. You are the hole in my head. I am the pain in your neck. You are the lump in my throat. I am the aching in your heart.
The feeling you get in the Golden State, what is that?
For me, it's freedom and openness, and anything can happen, and a sort of mythic quality that California has. It's the West.
I read someplace that you thought recording this album in the winter made it darker. Is there a sort of a seasonal aspect to the music that you write, do you think?
Oh, if I was a better poet like William Carlos Williams, I'd be able to write about anything. But I'm just a minor poet, so I just write about things that are moments of crisis and tend to be on the sadder, darker side, but I'm not in general.
So it comes out in the music more than in your life?
It's both, You can spend 10 minutes in a really dark place and then you write a song about it and it lasts forever, But the other hour is pretty much okay,
You are a poet, in fact. You edit the poetry section of a magazine called Blue Railroad. You write poetry. I gather you studied poetry in college.
Mm-hmm.
Do you distinguish between lyrics and poetry?
I think you have to. I think it has to do with the rhythm and meter of it, whether it's a lyric. Poetry can be a lot more open-ended and not as complete. You can have just a little tiny piece, and that's a poem.
I guess what I'm wondering is, do you think that lyrics are bad poetry or good poetry?
No, I don't think so. I'm part of the school of thought that lyrics should be really specific. You should be able to get a place and time. And the more general they are, I think usually the worse they are. The more specific, I think, actually allows people to relate to them better.
There's a track on the Wilderness CD that seems to me to be good, sort of poetic image as well as a lyric, Grain of Salt.
My only hope is that someday soon he'll press your palm to my chest, and the warmth of your hand will draw out the stone that wakes me every night. I give you this pearl to show
that song is very romantic, and a lot of your music is.
Well, I have a tattoo on my back that says Prisoner of Love, and I didn't realize when I had it done that it was how true it was. I'm confessional enough to sort of lay it out there, and I hope people don't see it as being unbecoming. I hope they see it as being sort of brave.
A Little More Time is another song that I think is a poetical sort of a lyric. I wonder if you could play a little bit of that for us?
Sure. I mean, this is directly influenced by where I live in California, which is up in the mountains just below the San Joaquin Valley, very similar to northern New Mexico. And it's a song that was inspired by my daughter.
There was a time when the sunshine played in your soft blonde hair, reflected in your golden eyes. You leaned back your head and you laughed about tomorrow. And then it came like a new day, the sun in the sky high beam, water sparkled down the stream. We knew this would all go away, but not today. And when it did, you were better, better than the day you were born. Not quite so perfectly formed. The only wish I had that day, that it would stay just a little more time with you, with me, with you. Just a little more time with you.
And then it goes on to...
But now you've made me curious about your daughter. Are you separated from your children?
Oh, at times, yeah. Mm-hmm. Not right now, no. But, you know, touring and just, you know... I think what it is the little more time that you wish you could spend with someone is just the time moves on and you wish you could, you know, revisit those moments that were particularly memorable.
And stop it somehow.
Yeah.
Right there.
You know, yeah.
The chorus of that song is loose ends, strings. You get back into Tangled there as an image.
I didn't even realize that. I think in that verse where it's talking about being on the road and driving for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles is just... That's one of the times you feel the most separated from people.
And that part of the country is a very empty sort of place, for sure.
Beautiful, yeah, beautifully empty, and it's like things unwinding. I think that's where the strings came from. It's just sort of, you know, guitar strings or just a ball of twine unwinding because it's so flat and so endless, which is kind of liberating in a way, but it's also very lonely.
John Doe is in the big country at Boise State Radio in Idaho, talking about his new album, which is called A Year in the Wilderness. John Doe, thank you very much.
Linda Wertheimer, you're welcome, and thanks for asking me.
The wide, wide open sky above the sage and the thorns. The rocks and pines were humming an old familiar tune.
That was The Meanest Man in the World from John Doe's new album. For more cuts, visit nbr.org/music. This is Weekend Edition. Scott Simon returns next week. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
The moon was just setting. The nights were darker then. Lights in the living